Welcome back to the 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to Houston, where I grew up. And we're going to speak with two young actors. We have a boy, his name is Ethan Thomas Jung, and we have a girl, Paisley Ray Wilkerson. Up first is a young actress. She's 5 years old. Her name is Paisley Ray Wilkerson. She's an actress and she's a model, and she's just cute as a button. Why don't we just give her a call and let's see what Paisley has to offer you. And here we go. Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to the show. Can you go ahead and pronounce your name for us?
Paisley Way.
And how old are you, Paisley?
5.
So why do you love modeling?
Because I love to be a model because I love to act.
And what type of modeling have you done?
It was me in magazines.
Would you consider yourself a newbie?
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
No.
So then what would you call yourself?
I'm a fresh face.
Okay, fresh face. Got it. Well, I love all of your photos. Who takes pictures of your fresh face?
Mommy takes pictures.
Oh, your mom, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty awesome, don't you think?
Yeah.
I love that one picture where you have that bow in your hair.
Yeah, I love to wear bows.
And what kind of stuff do you watch on television?
I watch Sam and Cat.
Is that like Santa Claus being a cat?
Sam and Cat.
Oh, Sam and Cat. I used to watch something called Tom and Jerry. It was about a cat and a mouse. Pretty funny. So who's your agent there in Houston? Who gets you work? Is it Paige Parks?
Paige Parks, yes.
Okay, and what's your agent's name?
Addie Eckard.
Sweet. So when you grow up, what do you want to be?
I want to be Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella. Okay, well, you're always going to have a midnight curfew. You realize that, right?
Huh?
Okay, besides Cinderella, what else would you want to do?
I wanted to be a hairstylist.
That's pretty cool, don't you think?
That's cool.
Okay, now tell me your name again, how old you are, and what you want to be when you grow up.
I'm Paisley Ray Wilkerson, and I'm 5 years old. I love to act, and I love to model. When I get older, I'm going to be a famous actor.
Well, what about hobbies? Do you have any of those?
One of my hobbies is playing golf and swimming.
Golf and swimming. Got it. Tell me something that you did today.
I walked the dogs, and I planted flowers this morning, and I painted pictures of outside in the grass.
Awesome. But didn't you recently do a photo shoot?
I did a photo shoot with my little sister.
Oh, wow.
And we played the zombie song.
That's right. I think I saw that. There was a song playing. Yeah, that's right. That was awesome. Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah.
Hey, so Paisley, thank you for being my guest today. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you have a great, great, great weekend. And we wish you the best and best and best of luck on your acting and modeling career.
Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you for all your support.
You're welcome. All right, let's give it up for Paisley Ray Wilkerson from Houston, Texas. Blonde hair, blue eyes. She's 3'5", and she can play age range from 3 to 7 years old. She's 5 years old now. She's represented by Paige Parks. You can actually email them directly. It's just her name at yahoo.com. Paisley Ray Wilkerson at yahoo.com. And you spell Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y, Ray, R-A-E, and Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N at yahoo.com. And be sure to click on her backstage profile link where you can go there and see all her beautiful, wonderful pictures. There's the photo shoot she did with her sister, and all her other pictures are so professional and amazing. She's very photogenic. She's 5 years old from Houston, Texas. Maybe you want to give her a shot and put her in one of your productions. All right, up next, also from Houston, is Ethan Thomas Jung, J-U-N-G. This kid is set. He's done everything right. He's on his way. I don't see any holes in his career. He's done a lot for his age, and he's on a clear path to Hollywood, if he's not already there, because he's done a lot of work. Why don't we just give him a call, and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go. Ethan Thomas Jung.
Hello.
Hello, is this Dr. Dylan?
This is Ethan.
I know. It's from one of the movies you did. You said, call me Dr. Dylan.
Oh, that's right.
So I thought I'd be goofy and try it out, see if you would remember. But I know why you don't remember is because you've done so many things, you can't remember them all, right?
Thank you. I actually have done quite a few things.
And how do you get all that work? First of all, your demo reel is probably one of the best I've ever seen. It's amazing. I love it.
Thank you so much.
All you got to do is send that in. You're booked. It shows everything.
I get a lot of stuff because I take tons of acting classes. My mom signs me up for a bunch of sessions, and as soon as I'm done with one, she signs me up for another one.
That's great.
For really tough auditions, I have this teacher named Giovanni. You may have heard of her. She is awesome. She has done so many TOEFL auditions with me, and it's been really, really good.
Yeah, I'm looking at your resume. I'm looking at audition intensive, scene study, monologue, on camera, musical theater, on and on. It just keeps going on and on. I guess it's going to keep getting bigger too, huh?
Yes, sir.
Also, not only do you have all this training already, well, I have an audition. Let me just go with my training. No, you don't even do that. You go get more personal training to make sure when you go to the audition, they're going to book you.
Yes, sir. The really tough ones.
Yeah, the important ones that are actually going to pay money you can put in your trust account.
Yes, sir.
That's great. I mean, God, I was just going all over your stuff. There's just so much. So have you ever been into an Academy store there in Texas and saw your picture?
Yes, actually, once. Only once. But I saw it and I was like, oh my God, that's me.
Yeah, because you did a printout for him, but you also did a commercial. The Cheers to the New Year's?
Yeah, that was really fun. I got to do fireworks and stuff.
I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, the HEB commercials, the Balsam Hill commercials, the New Sky. God, it's a lot. What's your favorite one?
I think my favorite was definitely the HEB commercial. Because, I mean, whenever they first came out with curbside delivery, the first of that ever, I was in that.
That's pretty cool.
And I felt that was the coolest thing.
Right. On that Cowboys Reliant commercial, Jalen Smith, were you there? Did you meet him? Were you in the same room?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Okay.
He threw a ball from really far, and I was like, man, this is Jalen Smith throwing me a football. And I caught it, and I felt like the coolest person.
Yeah, but aren't you in Houston? Aren't you supposed to be more loyal to the Houston Texans? And that's the Cowboys.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. So what part of Houston do you live in? Are you near Sugar Land? Are you near the Heights? Are you in Magnolia, Plantersville?
Heights, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I grew up there. That's why.
Oh, that's why. I have a friend who lives there.
Yeah, it's a place called Aldine. Aldine, Texas. That's where I grew up. And then when I got about 23, I decided to come to California.
That's cool.
Hey, when you were doing the New Sky Kids, when you played Ninja Challenge?
Oh, yes.
So you said your spirit animal was the tiger. Is that something that they told you to say, or is that your spirit animal?
That is my spirit animal.
Okay. Because I saw three competitions, and the girl, I mean, I know they were little competitions, but she won the first one, she won the second one, and then you won the third one, and then you won the whole thing. I guess you get more points because it was more of an obstacle course, huh?
Yes, that was really fun. The obstacle course, I thought they were just going to have it cut of different parts, but it was the actual competition.
I know, you actually had to work for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They actually kept score. It was an actual obstacle course. I've never done that before. So I thought they were just going to cut some parts of us climbing on the obstacle and decide who the winner was. But we made it up ourselves.
That's pretty good. That girl was really good, too. Her hair got caught when she was trying to crawl under.
I felt so bad for her when that happened.
I was just thinking, wait a minute, you had short hair. You just went right through. Boom.
Sure.
Hey, so let me get this straight. You have a fish, three cats, two horses, two dogs, and Rover and Redman, whatever those are. Big rats? Well, what are they?
Yes, sir. I actually, it's been a little bit more updated than that. Sadly, Redman have died off. He's sad as thing, but it was awesome having them. And I now have a third dog, and she is a corgi, and her name is Tallulah.
Tallulah. So you have Norma Jean, or Marilyn Monroe, if you want to call her Marilyn Monroe, but it's Norma Jean, right?
Yes, sir.
And what's the bulldog's name? I heard hot C. What is it? I didn't understand it.
Yeah, hot C.
What does that mean? Hot, like the word hot, then the word C, like hot C?
Well, it was the name of my great-grandmother, and my dad always loved her and always says that she would eat me alive.
That's great.
And we decided to name our bulldog that.
Yeah, so your grandma's spirit animal is the bulldog.
Basically.
So how'd you get that gig on Great Day in Houston when you came out and modeled those clothes? I think it was on a live show.
For JCPenney, yes.
Oh, okay.
For Great Day Houston Back to School. That was pretty fun. I got to wear some pretty cool stuff for that. I got to wear some pretty cool stuff for Academy, too, but that stuff was also cool.
Do they ever give you the stuff where you get to take it home?
Oh, I wish, man. I wish that for the Academy, too. I honestly asked them if I could take it home, and they said, no, sorry, and I was like, I knew they were going to say no.
I know, but it's so weird. That should be part of your payment.
It should be. I'd rather have those clothes.
I know, but you know what? No one does that. I talked to a kid who did this cool video demo and all this stuff. I'm like, they gave you one, right? He's like, no, they didn't give me anything. Yeah, you should put that in your contract. Anything you do or wear or play with, you go home with that. Tell your agent to start putting that in your contract. And I'm totally joking, by the way.
You know, I almost got away with it, too. I had actually forgotten. I was about to walk out in the clothes, and they had to remind me to change.
Yeah. Just say, I'm sorry, I'm very forgetful. But they're already home now, so it's mine. Hey, so I noticed on one of your agencies, it's a 323 number. That's out here in Los Angeles. So you have a Los Angeles agent?
Yes, sir.
So how does that work? So you've actually been out here and you've done acting jobs here in California?
Not yet, but I do have something that I will film there. I have an audition coming up. I sadly say anything about it, but
don't do it.
If I get the part, then I will bust into a filming.
Right, when you get the part.
When I get the part.
Exactly. Well, it looks like you're all set up. You got your passport, you got your California Entertainment Work Permit, your Texas Actor Permit, your permit in Atlanta, you got your trust account set up. You're ready to go.
I didn't even know about some of that.
Basically, the business side for you to work is taken care of. Your parents must be really amazing parents.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, because not a lot of kids get an opportunity that you have. And you're living in Houston, Texas. You're not living in New York or LA, and you're doing it right there.
I'm very proud where I live. I was thinking about moving to LA, but I was like, you know what? I think I'll stay here. I like this place.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
Exactly. And LA, it's only a 3-hour plane ride when you get something. It's only 3 hours nonstop.
Yes.
And then when you get something out here, maybe you'll just keep an apartment out here. When you fly in for pilot season, you can stay there. And maybe when you're gone, just Airbnb it out to somebody else.
Sure.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah, I mean, I talk to kids and adults, but I talk to a lot of kids all over the world. I mean, Indonesia, Egypt, wherever, Australia, New Zealand, but a lot in America too. And only a handful of them have the situation that you're in. Now, how old are you right now?
I am 10 years old.
Okay, wow. I mean, for you to be 10 and to have all this work, because a lot of people I'm talking to, they're just still trying to get their headshot. They just had their mom take a picture or they live in some small town. But you're in a good position and you got a lot of film on you. So I think you got nowhere to go but up.
Thank you so much.
Right. What do you think? Don't you see that? When you look towards your future inside your head, like when you're 15, 16, where do you see yourself?
I haven't really looked to the future much. I kind of just hold on to what I'm doing right now and try to do the best I can. But I will be 11 in February. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'll be thinking, wow, I've done this for 3 years now.
That's really good. I love that answer. Because a lot of people say stuff like that. They'll say, why should I be worrying about the future? I don't know what's going to happen. I want to just talk about what I'm doing now. Only like 3 people said the answer that you said. And those were adult people. So see how advanced you are?
Thank you.
You're focusing on right now. So I'll go ahead and say your future for you. Okay, so you're 10 years old. So now you're going to be, let's say in Houston. Of course, you're going to keep working because you're amazing. You got great pictures. You got great parents. And you got a great demo reel. So you're going to keep working. So eventually, you're going to get on a television series like on Netflix. Or you're going to be on ABC, CBS. You might even have to go to North Carolina to film it. Or New York to film it. Or California to film it. But you're in such a great position compared to everyone I talk to. And I think that you have a good shot of going in there and making it and actually being one of the people who succeed. Because less than 2% really do. But I think that you're going
to
do it.
Thank you. I think so too. It's been my dream since I started to either land a TV series as one of the lead roles or a movie. And I've gotten close a couple of times. I still need to work on it. But thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Because a lot of times when you go audition, they go, oh, wow, you weren't right for this part. But as long as you went in there and you did a good job and show them that you could do it, because sometimes you're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you got this color hair. You know, as long as you go in there and deliver, they're eventually going to hire you.
Yeah, I have been called back quite a few times by the same people.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a compliment. You wouldn't believe, because I've been on the casting side and you see all these amazing resumes and all these amazing pictures. And then they come in there and they don't do any acting. They're just reading it off a piece of paper. I was like, wow. And then you have somebody come in and they just blow your socks off and you just go, wow, that's an actor. I hope they will be in my movie. Well, that's probably what they're thinking when they see you.
I was actually in a situation pretty close to that when I first decided to start acting. It was before that, actually. I was in a play. I was in second grade. It was a little play, and it was just based off of a little book, and I just so happened to end up as the lead role, and I was very, very happy, but I was also really nervous, too. So I studied a lot to make sure I did not mess up. And I got there, and every single kid was reading off of the paper, and my parent and my teacher had a conversation afterwards about how good I did, and then my mom decided to tell me that I should start acting, and I thought, why not? And so that's where it all began.
Wow, that's pretty good. I like that. You were like so overly prepared, because that's so true. Been on many sets, and I'm like, they're not off page. Well, that's why you have so much training. That's where your training pulls in, because every time I ask somebody, what does it take to succeed? They go, well, if you think you're just going to do something and get an agent, that's not enough. You have to do the work. And if you don't do the work, you're not going to get very big parts. You'll get parts like, yes, he went that way. And that's it. You're not going to get the lead parts. So you're doing very well. I like it.
Thank you.
Hey, so since you've had so much experience, somebody who wants to get into the business, whether they're 4 years old or 14 years old, what advice do you have for them?
I think I'd love to say, no matter what happens, happens, no matter how bad you're doing, just keep going. Eventually, you'll get something. Because that's how it worked for me at first, to be honest. I hadn't been getting much auditions. And I had kept going and going, and I hadn't been hearing much. And then finally, there was this one where I got it. And I was the happiest. And that's why.
That's pretty good. Looks like I'm looking at your resume. You did a couple theater productions, lots of commercials and industrials, a little bit of television, some film and print work. You've done it. You've done so much already. That's so great. And you're only 10 years old. And it's like, you want more, huh? You want more.
Yeah, definitely more.
So what's next for you?
What's next? I do have a short film that I will be working on next month or November. And I'm very excited for it. It's a little, I can't really say much about it, but I am doing one of my friends, which is really awesome. I met him doing something else recently.
Right.
And now he's actually the entire reason that I got jobs.
That's pretty cool. That's called networking.
Yeah. He mentioned me and they're like, you know what? Why not? And I auditioned and I got the part.
That's awesome. Because that's how most people get parts, because they know they have a friend who does it. Or wait a minute, my kid could do that. Oh, my sister, my cousin. You know, it's called nepotism. But that's the way it works. I've seen it happen. So that's good. Because every time you go in, you don't only make professional relationships with the casting people. You make professional relationships with the other actors. And look what happened. Because you did that.
Exactly.
That's pretty good. Hey, so wrapping up here, where's the best place somebody could go online to find out more information about you?
There are lots of websites with my resume on it.
So Instagram, Ethan Thomas Jung, it's just one word, and that's how they'll find you on Instagram.
Yes.
And then I'll also put a link to your backstage profile inside the description area so they can just click on it and they can go see all the amazing videos that I saw.
Yes. I think that would probably be the place to find me. We actually have 1,000 followers on my Instagram account.
I see that. I love it. 1,465 as of right now.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so it shot up a little bit, huh? Hopefully it'll get up there a little more. So wrapping up here, is there anything else that you would like to say?
Maybe just keep trying. Never stop and just be you.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you being my guest. Thank you so much, Ethan. I really, really appreciate it. I think you have a lot to offer.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, you have a great rest of the weekend. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye.
Bye. Wow, what an amazing young actor. I loved that conversation. He is definitely going places. Ethan Thomas Jung, J-U-N-G. In our description area, we have a link to his backstage profile along with Paisley Ray Wilkerson. Let's give it up for both of those Houstonians. Paisley, Ethan, way to go. I'm so proud of both of you. 5 years old and 10 years old. Awesome. So I did some extra work last week on the Warner Brothers set on a TV show called Bob Hart's Abishola. It's that Mike character from Mike and Molly. And I was on the set because I wanted to interview some actors on the actual set with some interviews. But because of COVID, everyone had masks and social distancing. I couldn't do it. What made my day is Billy Gardell thanked each and every one of us right after the episode. And that actually made me feel good. So thank you so much, Billy. Now, please like and share this episode or leave a review. Time for the lesson. Bye-bye. Listen. Learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful. You're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. Then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul, is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one. It's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star. But for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 lining under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm casting a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.